pay you less than I first offered you. So I don't have to pay you two shloim anymore. That's what I would have thought. Kamash mula, no. The Yarmulei, we say to him, Adaito de Avidna Lucho Avidito Shakirto. That the Perlin said, listen, now that you've taken us back, I'll work very good for you. We'll work hard. We'll do extra work. But the $2, the two shkol, the two sloyim, that for sure you have to pay him. Then it says, Sela, Noisim on Sela. If the job to be finished will only cost a seller, so he doesn't have to pay him more than a seller. But him off sheet, of course. Why not? It's going to cost him one more seller to finish, and the job he did halfway was worth a seller. Sheet, he gets the seller. Amarapuna bread, Rab Nosin, Loitricha de Chirishis, the Yoizilu Inu Gabei, Zuzimi Koron. At the beginning, when the owner first hired these workers, he offered them a dollar less than usual. People used to get four, he offered them three. All of Saif at the end, Zala Vidite, all the workers went down to only $3. See, so now the time I would have thought to say, Botzi Zuzi Amrisulei, the owner could say to the workers, listen, I always offered you a dollar less than a normal worker. So that's why I offered you three. But, so now Botzi Zuzi Ibnulukho, now that everybody went down to three, I'll only give you two. Therefore, even though I offered to give you two sloyin, but now that the workers went down, I'll give you less than a seller. Half the job. Kamash Mulan, that's the Kiddush. No, you can't say that. The Amrulay, Ki Amanalukhava Batizuzi, when did these workers accept to get a dollar less? Till they have a Kimluchu. That wasn't the price. In other words, the price was four. So for three, they still agreed to do the work. But Hash the Kimluchu, but now that everybody's getting three, they never agreed to get less than three. That much for sure they want. So therefore, the Balabas has to pay him to sell it. Omar Rav says, Halokha Kreb Doisa. We passing like Reb Doisa, that when a poyel quits in the middle, he loses out. The balabas has the overhand. And therefore, if to finish the job will cost more, the first worker only gets less. For the Gemara, Niyam Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said, look, Reb Doisa, that the yad poyel is ala taktoino? Vom Rav says, poyel yochel achse boi afilu b'chati ayoim. A worker is allowed to quit in the middle of the day, even though he was hired to work for that day. He was hired to get $10 for the day. If he wants to, he has the right to quit in the middle of the day, and he still gets his $5. And the Chodesh Svar is, because we say, Ki Avodahim, you're supposed to be an Eved to Hashem, and not an Eved to another Eved. So anytime you want to quit work, you have the right to quit work. So of course, that's not like Rav Doisa. Rav Doisa says, like the Yad Balabas is El Ol Yoyna. No, no. Quit right in the middle. And tomorrow, Tichitem, maybe you'll tell me, Shani Lili Reb Doisa, maybe the difference according to Reb Doisa, they in Schiris la Kavlonis. Schiris means we'll hire you for the day. Maybe if I hire you for the day, there Reb Doisa says, the Yad Balabos is El Helioina. But Kavlonis, that's where you hire him to do the job, maybe there we said a Svara, Avodahim, Vulei Avodim Lavodim. Look, Rashi says, yeah, listen, Rashi says this. The Gab, Rashi says this. The Gab is Schiris, we'll hire you to do the job for one day, I'll hire you for the day. Then we have that svara. Therefore, the poyel has the upper hand. He has the right to quit whenever he wants to. Because really he's supposed to be an eved to Hashem and not an eved to somebody else. So anytime he wants to quit, he has the right to quit. For when you accept the job, to do a job, not for the day, you accept to build this house, that's not called an eved. You're working for yourself. Now I'm working to get myself money. I'm doing a job. That's not called an eved. If so, for Reb Doisa the Kablonis Mari. So when does Reb Doisa say that the Balabas has the upper hand? That's by Kablonis. Because there the work is not called an Eved. Then he doesn't have to quit like, therefore the Balabas has the upper hand. But when the worker is being paid for the day, he's like a worker, like an Eved, then the Eved has the upper hand. He has the right to quit whenever he wants. So maybe it's not a fee with Reb Doisa. Rab is not space for Reb Doisa. The Mar says, no, Omi Shanelei. Does Rav Deisa make a difference? For Tanya we learned, Haseich Reis HaPoyel, if you hire a worker to work for you, Olechati Ayem, in the middle of that day, Shoma Shemes Lameis, the poyel hears that one of his mishpacha died, Oy Shech Zosechama, or else the worker himself got fever, got sick. Im Schirhu, if he's a worker by the day, if he's paid by the day, the locher is, Moisem Leiskaroi, the Baal Avos has to pay him, he has the right to get his whole pay. So Rashi says, Hoyo Bionisu, since he's an honest, he ain't lakant, so he can't make any kanas over here. Therefore, he has the right to get his full pay. In Kablanu,
Let's say he's hired to do the job, not just for the day, but he's hired for the job. They're nice and like Kabla Nasi. You have to pay him for the job that you paid him. Now, Mani, who does this go like? Eli, my Rabboni, if it goes according to the Rabbonim, that they always say the Yad Ever is Al Hel Yoino. Mayi Risham Meshemes Lameis. Why only? Because he's a real honest that he heard somebody in his Mishpacha died. Oishav Zot Zachama. Or else because he came very sick and he can't work. The honest that he's like forced not to work. Kilo Yonis Nami. Even something didn't go wrong. Even if it wouldn't be an honest. Well, Amri Rabbonim, the Rabbonim said before, Yad Poyel Al Hel Yoino. A worker has the upper hand. He has the right to quit whenever he wants. Because the apostle Kavodai Hain was supposed to be an eved to Hashem and not a worker for somebody else. He's not supposed to be an eved to somebody else. Therefore, any time he wants to quit, he has the right to quit. So according to the Rabbanan, he can't go. Because why? Only an honest, even without an honest, he should have a right to quit. El Olav Reb Daisi. Doesn't this right to go according to Reb Daisi? Right? Ushmamin, if so, it's the proof then, Loishon and Lel Reb Daisa, Dein Schiris Le Kablonis, according to Reb Daisa, even by Schiris, he holds Yad Balabais El Helioina, which means the worker has no right to quit in the middle of the day. The only time he'll get his pay for the half of the day, for half of the work, the half of the work that he did, is only if he's an honest. If he's an honest that he can't finish the job, then even if it's across the Balabas, twice as much to have the job finished, still as much work as he did, he gets paid. Because when he's an honest, what do you want from him? It's not his fault that he can't finish the job. But in the case where he's not an honest, and he just quits on his own, then Reb Daisa told, no, we don't say, Avodah Hein that Posik, but rather we say, Yad Balabayas Al Helioino. I hired you to do this job. I hired you for today. Now, if you quit in the middle, I'm going to have to hire somebody else. So if I'm going to have to pay you more, you'll lose out on your pay. I won't even pay you. Here's the amount. So here's the thought. Let's run around. How could Rav pass on Reb Daisa? And Rav himself holds that a poel has the right to be chayzim mechatzi hayom, which means that when he quits in the middle of the day, he has the right to get the pay. He gets full pay, I mean, gets half of his pay for that day. So go to Sira. Tomorrow it says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, but the dover of it. I tell you, we're talking about a dover of it, something that's going to be lost. The divrei akril, then it goes according to everybody. Rashi says, Liyelam Shonilei. Really, Rav or Rav Daisa makes a difference between a chiris and a kablonis. By regular worker that you're paying by the day, that he has the right to quit whenever he wants to. He says, so the theory is, how come it says here, only because he's an honest, he gets paid half of the day. Master, if he would not be an honest, he would not get paid for the half of the day, only how much the balabas would not lose out. So I'll tell you, because here we're talking about the dover ovud, like we have this like in the Mishnah, where you hired a worker to take your flax out of the water, and if the job is not done today, you're going to have a loss. So in such a case, the poyel has no right to be chayzer. If he's chayzer, he'll lose out. In such a case, the only time he won't lose out is if he was an honest, if he was like forced to stop working, a nace, or he got sick. But if not for that, then he should have to finish the job. But I'll tell you, Reb Daisi himself would agree, though. But if it wouldn't be a davar avod, then he would agree that a poyel has a right to be chayzer b'chatzi yayin. Yeah. So now I'm learned like this. It says now Mishnah. So therefore, the Torah is not a Sira. That Reb Daisa Rav holds like Reb Daisa. That really, by Schiras, by if you hire somebody for the day, they both agree, the Yad Poilas Al Helioina. He has the right to quit in the middle of the day and I'll get half the pay. Just by Kablonis, where I hire you for the job, then you're not an Evid. That's a regular worker. So then you're not Al Helioina. The Balabas is Al Helioina. Therefore, there's no Sira Rav for Reb Daisa. Nothing more says Tanan. Lord, in our Mishnah, Kol HaMishana, whoever changes the agreements they made up, Yod Al Tachtoino, his hand is on below, he'll lose out. Then it also says, V'chol HaChayzeboi, whoever retracts from the agreements they made, Yod Al Tachtoino, he'll also lose out. His yad is on the bottom. Sounds like this. Bish Leima Kol HaMishana, Yod Al Tachtoino, this part of the Mishnah, the Stam Lon Tanak Rav Yudah. Stam Tanak goes like Rav Yudah, that we had before in Baba Kamo. Rashi says, Kavi Plukta, the parrot of Gezleitzim, with Svoyla Yodim. You give your wool to a dyer to make it red, to itself a shocher, and the dyer instead made it black. So that's a shayla of Yod Al Yoyin Al Tachtoino. So if you'd hold that Yod Al Tachtoino, he doesn't know like a mayor that a shinu was koina, but no,
the worker is not corner of the wool. The wool still belongs to you. He has to give you back the wool. So he'll still lose out. Like if the shvach, if it's worth more now than the investment, the dye he put in, you only have to pay him for the dye. If the dye is more expensive than the shvach, the way it's worth now, you only have to pay him how much shvach he got.
That's kolat work of Yehuda, that kolam mishano is yod ala tachtoina. The dyer loses out. Elo, for the second part of our Mishnah, Elo kolacho is the boy whoever retracts. Yod ala tachtoina, he's on the bottom. Lasu yamai, what do you mean to include? Lav lasu you, don't you mean to include toyu? That a worker, ukri abdoisa. That if a worker quits in the middle of the day, he doesn't necessarily get all his money. He doesn't get to half the day. Because if the Baal HaBos doesn't have to hire somebody else at a higher price, and let's say he hired you for $10 for the day. So you work here. So you want to get your $5. But now for the Baal HaBos to get another worker to finish the day, it's going to cost him, let's say, $8. He says, so we'll only have to pay you $2, that's all. So does that go like? The whole like Reb Doisa. So curiously, clearly Reb Doisa says, even by Schiris, even by a Schir Yayim, we only hire the guy to work for you on one day, also we hold Yodai Yad Shabalabayas Al Hal Yoina. And we do not say this Svara Vodayim that Yodai is supposed to be an ever to Hashem and not an ever to somebody else, so you should be able to stop whenever you want. Then the court to Kasha Rav to Reb Doisa. So my answer is true. El Reb Doisa Tarti Kama. Reb Doisa himself holds in both cases, whether you're hired for the day or whether you're hired for the job. Whenever you quit, the Baal HaBos has the upper hand. You have the right to quit on him. That's what Reb Doisa says. But for Rav, Sova lo kavosa b'choda. Rav holds like him in one case. In the case of a kablonis, where you take the job to do, there Rav holds you not called an eved. So then if you quit, the yad balabais is al hel yoina. But apolo galei b'choda. But Rav argues on Reb Doisa in the case of a schir yoin. We only hired to do work that day, you called like an eved. Then Rav holds the svara that the eved has the right to quit in the middle of the day. You're supposed to be an eved to Hashem, and not an eved to somebody else. So you weren't supposed to be an eved. You have a right to quit whenever you want.
Right, sir.
The boy is another teretz. I'll tell you. That
our Mishnah says, whoever retracts, his hand is on the bottom. It doesn't mean by a schir yoyim to say like Reb Doisa, even by a schir yoyim, the Baal HaBos has the upper hand. No. Could be everybody holds like Rav. That a schir yoyim, like an eved, when you retract, you have a right to retract. If so, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Whenever you retract, you lose out? Hatelik Katan, like learn like this. Korachoizaboy Kesed. What does the Mishnah mean? What's the case? When you retract, that you lose out? Kesed, what's the case? Could be like this. Hareshemochas Todalachadeiroi. If you sold your field to your friend, the Elazuz, you charge him $1,000 for your property. For Nosan Loimoyas, Mehen Mosayim Zuz. Right now, he put down $200 deposit. Goes like this. And he still owes you $800. If the Meicher retracts and says, I'm not selling you the house anymore, the field, I'm keeping it. Then Lekech has the upper hand. What does that mean, the upper hand? Either he has the right to say, listen, I gave you $200, give it back to me. Or else, listen, give me back the karka worth $200. As I paid you $200. So it's like, I paid you now for $200 worth of karka. True, I didn't pay you for the whole field, but for one-fifth of the field I paid you. Says so, that much property you have to give me. So Lekech has the upper hand. Now, Mehechi Magviyoy, where does Lekech get the property from the Meicher? Minidius, he has the right to get from the best of the fields of the Meicher, his best field. That's called, since the Baal HaBos, the Meicher, was Chayzer, it's Yod Al HaTachta, and he loses out. But it was Man Shalakeh Chayzer. But let's say the buyer retracts now and says, I don't want to buy the field anymore, give me back the $200. So Yad Meicher Al Yaina. Now the opposite, the seller has the upper hand. Rotzlaimel, if he wants, they could tell him, Helech Masecha, here's your $200, goodbye. Rotzlaimel, if he wants, they could say, Helech Kaka Kenegin Masecha. No, I'm not going to give you back the money. I'll give you $200 worth of property. But Mehechin Magdiya, from which type of property do I pay you? Do I have a right to pay you if I want? Minazaburius, I could give you for my worth property. That's called Yag Balabayas Alol Yena. That could be the Pshana Mishnah. Kola Chayzer in the case of a sale. Nothing to do with an Evid. When you're an Evid, we hold like Rav, you have a right to retract whenever you want. Here the Mishnah says if you retract, you lose out. It's talking about a sale. Rabbi Shimon Megamliel Oimer, Malam Denoison, Shelo Yachru. We tell them, no, don't retract. We tell them, don't retract. It's not Kedai to retract. Kate said, what do we say, rather? What do we do then? Kaisavlo, we write up a shtar like this. Ani Ploini Ben Ploini, Ruven Ben Shimon. Mochati saw the Ploini's the Ploini. I sold this field to my friend Shimon. The Yell of Zeus for $1,000. The Norsan Limehem was signed Zeus. And he paid me right now so for $200. Vareni Noisa Boyches Meya Zeus. And I make it as if now the next $800, it's a loan. As if you stam owe me $800. And Kono, and therefore, Lamaisa, I make as if the $200 is a kesef for Kenyan. In other words, I make up a shtar now as if to say, the sale went through. You own the house and the field. And the next $800 is a loan. You owe me the money. Omachsalei sashar, hafilu yakakam ashonim. And the next $800 you can pay me back, even within a year. So that's the eighth to do. So I have no problem. So when a guy pays even a down payment, you have right to make it up. That's like a kinyan. I'm making a kinyan on the kaka right now. You're buying the field. Ah, you're not paying me all the money. That will make like a milva. It's as if to say, I'm lending you the money, and you owe it to me. That's all. But the kinyan took place right away. Oh, mama, what we just said before, where do we make the malva, the moicha, give him this field from? Minidius. That's the race again. Where the moicha retracted, so then the lakeh has the upper hand, and he has the right to go to the merchant and say, give me $200 of your best fields. So now, kosak, what that the happy meaning was, minidius to the chosav. The best of the property that this moicha owns, not of this field, but any other field that he has, you have a right to collect from the best of his fields. For the Gemara, why? For lo yayel abal choy, but best he should be like a bal choy, like he owes you money. Utnan, we learned, bal choy dina bebeninus. When a bal choy comes to collect the money, and he doesn't have to come to collect his property, he only has to give him beninus, from the middle class, but not from the best. So I'll come over here, do you tell me he has to pay from the best to the best? The best? Why the best? It should be only beninus. The yoyid, how are you the yoyiv, zusei? Like he paid money for this field. So what right does he have to get from a different field? The money was from this field. Kshit, you don't have a right to get from any other field. So rather, Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Miyidiyah Shebor. It means out of this field that you paid $200 from, you have a right to get $200 worth of this property, the best of this property. In other words, it's a big field. It's a $1,000 field. True, you only paid $200. But now when the moicha retracts, you have a right to ask him to give you $200 worth of field from a property from this field. And which part of this field? The best of this field. So that's good, because that's what you paid for this field. True, to get from another field, you have no right. But from this field that you put your money down on, if he retracts, you have a right to say, I want $200 worth from the best part of this field. All right, turn over.
Then it says, Mizuri Shabo. In the case with Lakeach retracts, then the moicha has a right to give him from the worst. Ravacha bread Ravik Yomar. Ah, filu taimo meidius. Well, the same thing. Meidius shabo, mizburi shabo. What it means, idius is the best, or else the worst of this property, but only from this property itself. Rav Nachman bread Ravik Yomar. Ah, filu taimo meidius in the chosef. No, even if you want to stand the ratio, the merchant has to pay him $200 worth of property from the best of the property that he owns. And I'll tell you because, stam, man de zoban arya, the alpha zuzi, whoever sells field, for whoever's buying his field for $1,000, uzli muzul, umazvin achosiv, that the lakeach that wanted to buy property for $1,000, who has $1,000? So where did he get $1,000 from? He had to sell the other property that he has. And how do you sell it for? For cheaper. Like you're desperate to buy a new field, so you need money now. So how do you get the money? You sell your old field, and you're not makpet to get the best field, the best price. So it comes out, you lost out now. So even this $200 that I gave you, I lost out. Because how do I get $200? I had to sell my field at a loss. So it comes out, you are mazik to me. You made me lose out. His soul, the heaven like Kinesic. I like how the loss. Well, tonight, therefore, we learned, Hanizokin Shom Lembe Yiddish. If you caused me a loss, when I collect now from you, you have to pay me from the best of your fields. Tanech Lembe, I have a right to collect from the Yiddish of your Nechosim. Reb Shimon Megalilo Ymer, Melam Benoises Layaksu, Kates and Kaislani Plani Ben Plani. We make up Oshtar to say the sale takes place right now, and the rest of the money is like a milva I owe it to you. So the deek is time with the cause of Layochi.
Why does the sale go through? Because they wrote up like this. Holoi cost of oka did not, if they did not write up like this, loy, then the sale does not go. Lekoni, Ivatani was not like this. Hanois and Erev and Lechaveroi. If guys give you a down payment, in this case, I decide to buy the field for $1,000. And I put down now $200. For Yomaloi, Imani Choizaboi, if I retract now and don't buy the field, or Vena Machulako, I'll let you keep these $200. Fa'alo Yema, the Moichah says, Imani Choizaboi, if I retract, I'll pay you back $400. That's the deal they made up. So Lachor is Neskaim Watsanoi and Divrei Rabbi Yosi, what they said they really meant.
And therefore, if either one of them retract, they have to take, they have to keep the Tanoim. So Morris says on this, tell you Rabbi Yosi the time, Rabbi Yosi goes according to his time. The Yoma that he says, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Now the Kashrut is like this. Rabbi Yudu and Rabbi Yudu says, Daya Shiikne Kneged Avunai. No, he's only currently connected the Erev, not more. He's only connected $200 worth in the Kaka, and not more than that. The Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Ned, the Vomamur, and when was that said? That he only has a kinyan of $200 worth and not more, Bizman, Shom Aloy Avor no Yokun. When he said clearly, I want my Erev, the money I'm putting down now, to be cornered for me, connected like the field. Says he did not pay this money now as like a payment for the field, to buy the field with the Kesef. But rather, he's only buying the worth it, $200 worth. Avo, but in the case, if you're buying a field worth $1,000, then also mehem chomish meazuz, and you put down now $500 for a tchilas peroyin. That's like I'm paying you now for the field. I have to owe you another $500. So rocher is kona, you kona the field. Or machzalei as a shara filiyachakamishonim, and the rest of the money is like a nova, you owe it to him. But I call upon him, the money you put down now that's called a tchilas haproyin, and you corner the whole field. And then Shimon ben Gamliel himself says this. So it's a theorem. Before he said only with a tanai, and there it's mashm every time that you corner the kinyan completely. So Marcel Lakashi does not say, I tell you how the ka'ayu benofik azuzi. If we see the merchant is going back asking for the money, then taki not corner the whole field. We see if